I understand there's a lot of interest in Aaron Rodgers' status. Just to give you an update, there's a number of scans testing that went on this morning. It is now in the evaluation stage. Dr. McKenzie is reviewing it. There's a number of medical opinions that will be involved in a decision. So at this time, I do not have a clean decision for you. Or an update. That's where it stands.
How long will the evaluation process take, do you expect?
I can't give you a timeline. Frankly, obviously, I think everybody would like to, you know, make a decision as soon as possible. Obviously, the offensive coaching staff's in the process of putting together a game plan. But at the end of the day, the organization is focused on doing what's in the best interest of Aaron Rodgers' health.
So, Mike, like you said, you're trying to game plan. So it's one game plan if you have Aaron. It's slightly different if you have Brett. So when do you think you'll know so you can start planning your game?
It's in the evaluation process. I don't have an answer for you. I mean, I'd like to know as soon as possible. Frankly, it'd be best for Aaron to know as soon as possible. I mean, you know, he's the one that has to get ready, and obviously in his mind, he's ready to go. I mean, just if you watch him practice and in the conversations with him. But this is a medical decision, and Dr. McKenzie is obviously in touch with a number of different medical experts, and they're evaluating the information.
After such a long layoff, I know he's been in practice recently, but a game layoff, would you feel comfortable playing him if he had less than a full week of practice?
We'll see. We'll see what the medical information comes back first.
Mike, just to understand it, so like Dr. McKenzie is kind of the point person, and you're sending scans to all these different experts to look at it.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. It's good seeing everybody.
So literally, if you don't know tomorrow, are you coming up with two game plans?
If I don't know tomorrow, they're going to be putting Pat McKenzie on IR. So, no. Hey, it's a process. Obviously, I mean, they're evaluating, and you know, hopefully, we'll have a decision as soon as we can. I don't have a timeline for you.
So, Mike, since we know Pat's not going to force him to play, when you go through how you've handled this, do you feel good about the way you guys have handled this? I mean, I feel like when we went through this in 2013, every week he was getting his hopes up, and guys in the locker room were getting their hopes up. Like, yes, there's probably that feeling this week, but you didn't endure that for an 8-week stretch. Do you feel good about the way you approach it?
Well, we've clearly handled it better than we did in 2013. I mean, there's no question about that. And in fairness to 2013, it was the first time going through it. But every injury is different, and definitely this is the case of that. So you just trust all the information that goes into the rehab of every player that's coming back from an IR situation. His rehab has been very good. I mean, it's there hasn't been a target that he hasn't hit, and so everything from that standpoint looks good. But at the end of the day, this is in the hands of the experts, and the experts will make a medical decision, and from that we'll move on from there. So, that's as much as I can give you.
The medical decision doesn't allow him to play. How do you sort of re-rally the team after a lot of them were sort of looking forward to this particular week and all their emotion went into getting
him
back?
Great question. I mean, but come on. I mean, we don't know what the answer is yet. So, I mean, let's just wait till the experts make the decision.
Shed any light on Devon House and
I'm sorry?
Can you shed any light on what happened to Devon House?
Yes, we're about finished with the getting all the information there, and actually Pat, Dr. McKenzie's coming back. So I don't have an exact I don't know exactly what his status is, but I mean it was a significant injury. So. He will be challenged to be ready this week.
To go back to Aaron, obviously hindsight being 20-20 here, but maybe would you have been better off maybe doing a scan on Friday so all of these parts would have been set in motion already so you'd be sitting here today knowing, okay, this is where we're going to go, but we're all set to go?
I'm not going to second guess the medical. There was a date that was set. There was a reason behind the date. So it's like anything. You have projections, and you look at comparables and all those things. So they put a lot of time, energy, thought into how each injury is rehabbed. This is no different. So we'll just see what the answer is.
So, Mike, how are you guys game planning right now as things stand, or are you not part of that?
No, absolutely no. I mean, we do preliminary game plans at the end of each week. So, for instance, the offensive staff has a preliminary game plan for Carolina that is worked on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, and then we evaluate their game that they played yesterday. So we've had a chance to watch that against Minnesota. We're here early this morning correcting our game from Cleveland. So, I mean, the process is in full motion, and so we'll just keep going down the road.
You don't script the first 15, right? You said you have, like, your first 15 ideas or whatever. Am I remembering that correctly?
I mean, if you want to put us into a category of teams that script the beginning of the game, yes, we script the beginning of the game.
I just don't want to ask my question. It doesn't make sense. So,
well, it's not out of the norm. I mean,
so you have 7 touchdowns on opening drives. You also had those 2 drives, the one that ended in the interception with Brett, one that had the missed field. So 9 out of your 13 games, at least, you've really started gangbusters and really driven the ball well. I'm wondering, other than, hey, it's football and defense gets paid too, how do you get that to be sustained? Because it's been really impressive, but you haven't been able to then keep it going in first quarter.
I mean, that's the game. I mean, everybody has the same amount of time to prepare for the game. You have a focus and emphasis on how you want to start. Obviously, we've been able to start the way we want to start. And then comes in the discipline of sustaining it. Then you have adjustments. You have things that go on. But it's never just one variable. I mean, if anything, it's a compliment to the players and the coaches that, their week of preparation is showing up because we're getting off on the right foot, and that's what all 3 phases of your football team are trying to do each and every week. That's a big part of your preparation, starting fast. Everything else as far as how it continues, there's a number of different factors that go into that. So, I mean, people will obviously want to go right to the scheme part of it and talk about adjustments. It's part of it. Also, there's pace of games. Then you got the injury component. So playmaking opportunities, because sometimes you get into a game, things early in the game, you may not get to the call that you want because it's not the right situation too. So that's the chessboard aspect of it, and something that I know I really enjoy. So, but I think you have to give our players and the coaches a lot of credit for the way we're starting.
Reluctant to run out the no huddle hurry up with Brett, other than in 2-minute situations before yesterday?
Well, that would be a scheme question, so I don't know if we're going to get into all that. So, but no, I'm just kidding. He is trying to be funny here, just trying to keep you off the Aaron Rodgers topic. But I thought he did a really good job of that, and we had a couple components of that we may have started in other games, and just to get taken off, we went to it frankly in Baltimore. So. That didn't work out very well. But the second series was a no-huddle series. It started with the sack. So we've kind of dabbled in it a little bit. We haven't spent a lot of time in preparation of it. We do the 2-minute every week. Frankly, there's a lot of the mechanics are the same. We install them the same time. So, but when it got to the second half, I thought he did an exceptional job. Particularly managing it, making plays with his feet when he had to. So, yeah, it's tough. It's like anything in this game. When you have success, you want to build off it. So it's something that we may do. Look into this week.
Mike, they were obviously focused on stopping your run game. Did you consider some of the stuff Devontae Adams was able to do with the ball in his hands, kind of an extension of your run game? How important was it for him to get involved in that way?
Well, I'd like to sit here and tell you our run game really factored in that game. The big personnel runs, but no, frankly, we didn't. Our correction period, as a coaching staff, was we had a couple of rough meetings this morning. We didn't play very well. I mean, we had guys that our grades overall as a team were probably some of the lowest we had all year. And so, That's what we're focused on. We had too many mental errors, so we need to spend some time. We're going to spend a little extra time in the morning Wednesday. We get back together because we got to clean that up. I was not happy in a lot of areas of the way we played. So that's what our focus is on. But as far as Devontae, you know, they're giving him one-on-one opportunities, and Brett did a great job getting him the football. And I mean, just go back to the last play. I mean, that's a big time run after the catch. We were double digits broken tackles as a perimeter group. You know, that was one of our biggest. I think we might have 17. So that's a huge day. So I thought our guys did a great job in that area. But the mental errors, we had too many mental errors in that game.
No, I asked you last week about getting the ball to Randall. But you said you had to get the ball to the perimeter group in general. I think they had, if you include Geronimo, they had 26 catches. Was that what you're looking for?
Definitely. You know, the number, the statistic I look at all the time is how many times your perimeter players touch the football. And, you know, I'm counting run attempts and catches. So I think we were 62, 63. That's a good day. So that's a very good day. I was very pleased with the way the ball was distributed.
Mike, you never know when your return guy's going to pop one, but yeah. Were you starting to see signs that was coming?
Oh, definitely. I think it's been coming for weeks. I mean, we've had some, you know, tough, untimely penalties. I mean, our penalties are up in special teams. But, I mean, you know, Trevor's been knocking at the door here for, you know, particularly last month. And you watch our special teams historically here, especially with the winter. You know, the winter months coming, the ball not flying as far. So now he's getting more opportunities. And, you know, the timing of his return obviously was huge, huge in the outcome of the game. One of the biggest plays in the game. So, yeah, he's dangerous. And on top of it, you know, he's breaking tackles and he has that great speed to finish those returns. So, real excited about Trevor.
Mike, if you can get Aaron back on the field, that means you won't have him in your hip pocket at the end of the game like you did yesterday. What in what ways was he helpful and what was that kind of like? Because it looked like he kind of migrated toward you during the course of the game and by game's end.
A lot of cheerleading going on at the end. I had a lot of friends there. But, no, I think it's just really, you know, we got a lot of coaches, you know, and obviously Aaron, we spent a lot of time together. So it was good, a lot of situation, conversation going on there. But, yeah, I mean, he's got a great mind for it. You know, that was a little bit of a different situation with the runoff and just, you know, covering all the situations. I thought our game management guys in the booth did a really good job there. So, yeah, it's collaborate. I love the collaboration. It's a little tougher when you're on the 42nd clock, but, yeah, it's he's very good in that role. But I like it better. You know, obviously, we like it better when he plays.
Well, and what about during the week? Like, obviously, he's had to do something with his competitive juices. Has he been in some ways helpful to you? Like, what has he done that kind of helped you during the
season? No, really. I mean, he's in the meetings. I mean, he's in the meetings just as his routine there was normal. But frankly, he has been an extraordinary amount of time in the rehab component part of it. I mean, he's done a lot of extra things and some things off the grid a little bit. So, and I think that is, you know, speaks volumes because it's really put him in this position of where he's at. So, I mean, as we all know, his rehab has been exceptional, and he looks great.
Two more, please.
If this is it for Brett Hundley as a starter, his seven starts, what do you think of the body of work that he was able to give this team?
I like the way Brett's played. I like the way he's progressed. You know, he's a winner in my mind, always has been. You know, and I think players that do it when it's on the line, it's a great intangible to have. So he knows what he needs to work on, but you know he did a lot of good things, and you know we'll see what happens as we move forward. But I was very very pleased with the way he finished that game in Cleveland, and really when I frankly gave him the ball in the second half, how he performed.
What do you think that is? Why do you think some guys, you know, when you absolutely positively have to get something done, they seem to rise to the occasion?
Well, it says a lot about them, and, you know, and this is the ultimate team game, too. So, I mean, you got to factor in, you know, those variables. You know, I thought our guys really stepped it up. I mean, it's, you know, we had a rough start there. I mean, the first drive was good, but, the first down on the next two series, I mean, we're, you know, our down distance was so, was so poor, and then the four series. I mean, I think we only had four series in the first half. So I just the way they responded. But yeah, I mean, you go back to, you know, my first exposure to Brett was his college tape. I mean, he made plays. I mean, he put that team on his back and made plays. And you saw a few examples of that, you know, over his, you know, seven game opportunity.
Mike, whatever happens this week, have you learned anything about either your players or your staff that you didn't know already, or did you get confirmation of what you already knew about them in the way they've handled this 7 week stretch?
Well, you know, we've handled it the way you would expect it. But yeah, I mean, it's every year is a new challenge. I mean, we've had challenges this year that we haven't had in my 12 years here. I mean, that's the beauty of this sport. It's so competitive. There's always something that you just think, just when you think you've seen it all, I mean, something else happens. I mean, just, you know, some of the things that happened this year have been, you know, something hopefully never happen again. But just, you know, it's been a challenge. But, you know, this coaching staff, support staff, and in this locker room, I just love the way they go about it. I mean, they just stay the course. You can see it in the games. We've had a number of come from behind victories. You know, that speaks right to the character of your football team. That's how you get through those things. There's no, you know, deceptive play or, you know, secret defense or secret, you know, that's all nonsense. It's about their heart and their belief and the way they stick together and keep fighting. So that's what that is.